After the dishes were washed and the silver was polished and returned to the sideboard, I walked Chan home. The night air was a towel taken out of the dryer too soon, warm and damp. We were quiet, neither of us broaching the blazing hot topic of the evening. I was soaking in thoughts and pruny from the effort. We were nearly to his door, and I came right out with my question. Why in the world would you do that? Because I love you. And? No and. Despite being one great big bounding teenaged love story with all the bells and whistles and firsts, loving me wasn't the only reason he'd asked. I was certain. Sometimes a voice was like a deep, deep cave. Most parts you've explored and mapped, but there are always uncharted sections. I knew what Chan sounded like when he was excited, happy, angry, hurt, worried, delighted. He was none of those now. He was something else entirely, and I had no idea what. He laughed uneasily, the whole thing so very backward that I felt outside of myself. I guess you're stuck with me now, Golden Jennings, he said, fiddling with a button. Guess so. And we stared at each other oddly, and he went inside and I walked home. No kiss, no conversation, no text to say, sorry, that was strange as hell. We didn't even exchange our nightly I love yous. I certainly didn't think we'd stopped loving each other, but understanding each other, that appeared to be a problem. At home, I placed my sparkling new ring in the bathroom soap dish and collapsed resentfully at my desk. I was so out of it, I didn't hear Gran climbing the steps. She leaned halfway into my room. Are we watching, or do you need a break after that meal? She avoided the word engagement. I was grateful she let the whole thing breathe and waved her inside. Gran shut the door, and I opened tonight's episode of Accelerant Orange. Sitting shoulder to shoulder with her, connected by a shared pair of earbuds, I felt better than I had all evening. Mom thinks we're watching Miyazaki films, because sometimes we do, but really we're obsessed with this inexplicable event in my life that is so bizarre. We, along with millions of other followers, can view its footage from any Wi-Fi connection in the world. Actors must feel similarly when they watch a movie they've starred in. Viewing the experience on the same 13-inch screen where I watched Netflix and cat videos built mental distance, but it also presented the delusion that bus number 21 wasn't about my life. But it was. It really, really was. I hovered over the play button. You ready? Are you? What do you think the announcement is? She twirled a diamond stud in her ear, which made me think of the diamond ring in my soap dish. You never know with Carter. Carter Stockton was one of those men with an Evan Rude boat and a John Deere gator in his garage. He had a southern accent that pleased instead of grated, and a mouth buried under a mustache built for two. Gran thought he looked like a young Lionel Richie, and when I Googled the singer, I saw what she meant. I pressed play. The opening screen read, Accelerant Orange is one New York City medic's attempt to craft the remnants of Charter Bus Number 21 into a life-size art installment. This was episode 45. The title flashed, Opening Day. I clutched the center of my t-shirt. Beside me, Gran gripped the laminate edge of the desk. He's done. He's finished it, she said. The camera zoomed in on a street sign outside the Green Conwell Hotel, and then back to Carter. Hey, y'all, he said. For you out-of-towners or those who missed episode 2, I'm standing in front of the Green Conwell Hotel with a big announcement. Before I get to that, thank you, folks, for following this difficult journey.